Hey Grow Girls, you are listening to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast, hosted by me, your multifaceted manifestation coach, Leela Jasmine Seeley. I have been on a journey from being addicted to the hustle, disconnected from my feminine energy, linking my worth to my productivity, and giving away all of my power to toxic relationships, to manifesting my dream soul-led business, my freedom island lifestyle, my dream partner, and honestly, so much more. So now it's my mission to help you heal and create your "is this freaking real" moments in life. This podcast will guide you on your journey to finding your light, healing your conditioning, and unlocking the power that resides within you. So let's dig in. Hey Grow Girls, welcome back to the Get Up and Grow Girl podcast. I'm live on Instagram and this is a new series. This is brand new. I took a little break, so we're coming back with a fresh series. I think we're on season 8 of the podcast, which is crazy. So I'm back with a big juicy episode for you today to kick off, which is sneaky ways that your subconscious mind is sabotaging your manifestations, getting in the way of what you say you want. And of course, I'm also going to walk you through how you can stop this from happening, how you can fix this so that it no longer happens. You can undo the self-sabotage and actually get to the other side instead of meeting this block of resistance. And I think this is going to be really, really eye-opening because I found a way to really put it into perspective and for you to actually turn your consciousness on to recognize these little sneaky little things that are going on beneath the surface. So what you need to know, first of all, is that your unconscious mind makes up 95% of your behavior. So your conscious mind is really responsible for very little of your behavior and therefore for very little of your reality. For example, when we have a habit, that is coming from our unconscious mind, not our conscious mind. We as humans tend to think that our conscious mind is in control of everything. We tend to feel like we're choosing everything that we're doing, but actually we're not. It's like when you're driving, you're not really consciously thinking, okay, turn left here, turn right here. If you're driving to work or a route that you often drive, most of the time you'll get there and be like, oh my God, I was thinking about something else. How did I get here? I don't even remember driving down this road or that road, because you were doing it on autopilot. So your unconscious mind is basically you on autopilot. And that is the majority of the time, even though we think it's us the majority of the time. And if you've listened to my podcast for a while, if you've been on any of my programs, my free programs, you'll have heard me say this. You'll have heard me try to drum it in that 95% of behavior is unconscious. Now, the thing is, the reason that we know this, but we don't feel it fully or integrate it fully, is because the conscious mind is what says yes or no to an opportunity. It says the words, it makes the move. So we feel like, yeah, I consciously did this. I consciously made this decision. But the unconscious mind is what's like whispering in the ear. So if you imagine the conscious mind and the unconscious mind as like a couple, a pair, and let's say they're a bit of a toxic couple for the sake of this example, it's that person that you've got one person here who's, you know, kind of submissive, and you've got the person on the other side who's kind of controlling. And it's that person who whispers in the ear and sort of, you know, tells them what to do and says, you should say this, you should do this. That is the unconscious mind. That person whispering in the ear is the unconscious mind. And the conscious mind is the person who then repeats what was said or then does what they were told. Our conscious mind does what it's told by the unconscious. So if you imagine, and I like to use this example, if you imagine like some in like a film, you know, where someone gets taken over, you'll usually like see like a spirit or something whisper in their ear and then disappear. And so the person will kind of like, their eyes will glaze over. They'll then say what the spooky person told them to say. And it's like they forgot that ever happened and they think it's them making the choice, but they've been taken control of. It's like in Aladdin, the new one, where the guy Jafar with his snake stick can like take over Jasmine's dad. That is the dynamic between your conscious mind and your unconscious mind. So it's why it's so important to work with the unconscious in your manifestations. But let's get into it and let's get really down to business. And let me point out and unveil these really sneaky ways that your unconscious mind will get in there, whisper into the conscious mind and change the direction from perhaps something that was about to manifest back to the comfort zone and back to a path that you already know and that already serves. So I am going to use a coffee experiment that I did. So I bought a coffee gift card. I really wanted to buy a Starbucks gift card, but Starbucks will not let you buy an online gift card unless you have a US address. I really don't understand that. So I'm sad about that because I am a Starbucks drinker, although I don't drink coffee anymore. My identity is still a Starbucks drinker. But I had to get a Costa gift card because they do online gift cards, so shout out to them. So I bought a Costa gift card, right? And I put it on my story, I put the barcode there. So all you have to do is screenshot it. And then you can take that that screenshot to any Costa, they'll scan it and it will take the money off the gift card and pay for your coffee, right? So I did this. It's something I've wanted to do. Like, I like to do things like that. And I never used to be able to when I was really struggling financially. It was like, I could not be giving money to someone else. I could not be paying for someone else's stuff. How would I do that if I can't even pay for my own? I was really stuck in a scarcity mindset and a scarcity reality. It wasn't just in my head. It was also in my reality, which we now know why that is and how that happens. So as my financial health has drastically improved, as I've done so much healing, as I now have an element of financial abundance that's way more than I used to have, I have a formula which some of you will know if you've done my anxious money attachment bundle, whereby a percentage of everything that I receive financially, everything I make in my income, is shared, and that feels super abundant. So I did this and I put it up on my story, right? I also put it up on TikTok. Both got views. And yet, the gift card is still sat there. Last time I checked anyway, no one had used it, right? And this was an experiment to see what will happen if this is put right in front of you. Something free, unnecessary abundance is put right in front of you. What will happen? And these are the things that I'm predicting, but I know this because I experienced it. And some of you, since I put this on my story, have slid in my DMs and been like, that is me, like you read my mind. And the reason I'm reading your mind is because I've been there too. So let's use the coffee as an example. I put a voucher for free coffee on my story. You like coffee and you have a Costa, which is the coffee shop that it's for, somewhere that is accessible to you. But you notice that your brain goes, you see it and you go, nah, I'm not gonna do that, not for me, no. And you remove yourself, you disqualify yourself, if you like, and think, nah, that's not for me. It's like anytime, if you swipe through any stories, anytime you perhaps have seen me doing a podcast episode, you'll either be like, oh yeah, let me watch this, or you'll automatically go, not for me. We're doing these decisions all the time in our minds. Every single day we're saying yes to this, no to this, right? So when I put a Costa gift card on my story and you see it and you like coffee and you have a Costa that you know of and you automatically think, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that, and you swipe. Is this what's happening in the unconscious mind? Let me know. So one, you see the gift card and you think, well, I'm not going to go to Costa and use her, the gift card, to buy my coffee, because what if I get there and the gift card doesn't work because number of reasons, maybe people have already used it, maybe it's like actually faulty and I can't get out the actual gift card because I've only got this barcode. maybe like it just doesn't work. And then one, I feel a sense of failure. I feel like, oh, I wanted to do this and it didn't work. And no, that's going to sound silly, but stay with me. Or two, I feel embarrassed. I feel a bit humiliated that I tried and it didn't work out. And I feel like I look silly. These are two of the unconscious mind's biggest fears. The fear of trying and not succeeding, and the fear of being embarrassed. So these are the first two I want to look at. And here's what I want to stress. I know on a conscious level, you're like, if I try to use a gift card and it doesn't work, I'm not a failure. Like, it's a freaking coffee. I know, I get it. That's what you're saying consciously. But again, your unconscious mind doesn't distinguish between small failure, big failure. It just thinks I tried and I didn't succeed. And it runs away from anything that could be deemed failure because it doesn't have the critical faculty of your conscious mind. It interprets, it doesn't, you know, see things a specific way in terms of, what's the word I'm looking for? Context. It doesn't understand context, right? So same with being embarrassed. Why would you be embarrassed if you tried to pay for a coffee with a gift card and the gift card didn't work? There's nothing to be embarrassed about consciously, right? But if you've ever experienced something like that, like going to pay for something and finding that your card got declined, if you've ever experienced that and you know that you've got money on your card, but it didn't work, but you feel embarrassment come over you, this is again the unconscious mind. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. You have money on your card, you tried to buy something. Why would you be embarrassed if your card got declined? Our unconscious mind is still embarrassed. So hopefully you get how, like, consciously it doesn't make sense. Why should I be embarrassed? But the way that you start to feel hot, you're standing there in the queue feeling hot, and you start to feel like your cheeks are blushing, is all your unconscious, how do I put this? Your unconscious is sending signals to your nervous system. Your nervous system reacts unconsciously, let me put it like that. So you blush and you feel hot, even though you don't know why, and you're not telling yourself, oh my God, like, get hot, blush, it happens automatically. Right, so can you imagine why now, if you've seen a free coffee on my story, and you automatically think, yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. You didn't realize that it's because there's all these things under the surface. You're not like, oh, I don't wanna do that in case I get embarrassed. You're not literally saying these things. You're just hearing, nah, not for me, and swiping. And you're not seeing the methodology that's going on beneath the surface. You're not seeing the unconscious mind's process of what it, tick boxes of what it's going through. And we'll get into that in a sec a little more. But another fear is that, okay, like, what if I go to the coffee shop, try to use it and it's run out because there's not enough? Like, other people have already used it. And again, this is a major unconscious conditioned pattern, which is the fear of there not being enough. And we learn this from such a young age, right? And that's because it's been rife in our society. We are now entering a new paradigm where we're starting to feel abundant more and more. Like, if you think about it, like, the way that we now can do digital products, digital things, you can download a song, right? And that song's never gonna run out. Because you download the song doesn't mean someone else can't download the song. The song has endless downloads, right? So we're starting to understand the concept of there's always more than enough thanks to the digital era. But it was really instilled in us, especially this generation, we were younger, because it was a little harder to see that in society back then, right? For our parents and their parents. So this idea of there not being enough, again, can get into your unconscious mind, because why? There's a 50% chance that there's not enough, and there's a 50% chance that there is enough. You could go use a card and it work. But because everyone thinks, oh, it might run out, no one has used this gift card that I have bought for you guys, right? No one's used it. It's there, I don't want it. I can't use it, even if I wanted it. I'm in Trinidad, right? It's right there, but then if everyone thinks there's not enough, no one goes to get it, and someone's gonna get it. many people, I put enough on there that at least like five of you are going to get a free coffee, right? So, but the idea that there's not enough means no one steps forward, so no one gets the coffee. And hopefully you see the analogy here is if we think there's not enough and no one steps forward and we don't get the coffee, it's the same with the dream job, the soulmate. It's like there's not enough good jobs out there, there's not enough good men out there, there's not enough, I don't know, money out there for me to have some. It's the unconscious that's scared of there not being enough. It's scared of trying and it running out. It's like maybe being a kid and being at the cafeteria or at a birthday party, and then there's like, you know, little slices of cake or lollies or whatever it is, like party rings, and, you know, fear of like going to take one and there not being enough. Fear of saying, oh yeah, I would like one, and then they hand them all out and there's not enough for you. Like these little kiddie little fears run our unconscious program. Those fears are still there in the unconscious mind. Then we have the feeling that we don't deserve it. So if I put out a free coffee, a voucher for you to go get some free coffees on my story, you might notice the unconscious dialogue, probably now that I call it out, of your mind saying, oh no, that's not for me. I don't deserve that. Like, I don't need it, as in I'm not, I don't know, going through something or struggling or whatever, so I don't deserve that. And if you think about like the things that we see online, and I love these things, I always cry at these videos, obsessed with them, would love to do stuff like that myself, is when, you know, people find people in need or people who are going through a hard time or something's like difficult for them, and they give them, you know, something like money or a gift or an experience, or they help them. And our minds could then say, when someone offers us something, oh no, I don't deserve it, because, there's, you know, I'm not in that situation. But the thing is, again, this is not conscious. So these conditions of what makes us worthy can constantly change and expand to the point where we're never willing to accept something unexpected, or we're never willing to accept something in a way of ease and it to come through easily, because we believe that we don't deserve it. And this is like conditions. So you'll instantly perhaps disqualify yourself from getting this free coffee. So everyone's like, oh no, someone else needs that more than me, I don't need that. Swipe past. And then again, what happened? No one bought the coffee, because everyone may be having these same dialogues going on inside their mind of, I don't deserve it, I'm not, I don't need that. You know, like someone else deserves it more, but then no, everyone thinks that, so no one gets it. And it's just sitting there waiting to be received, and it's no use. This money is no use on the gift card, right? Money is only useful when you use it for something. You can use it for a feeling of safety if it's in your bank account, but money on a coffee gift card is no use unless it's used to buy a coffee. But no one may put themselves forward for it. If they all think that, oh, I don't really deserve it, there's probably someone who wants it more, or they all think somebody else is going to take it, so I won't try. And actually, it's right there. And if you think about where this comes from, I have definitely seen examples. I'm not sure if this is something I experienced or if this is like from a movie or something, but you know, the idea of like being a little kid and being like, can I have this in the shop? Can we eat this kind of yogurt? Can we eat this kind of fruit? And if your parent ever said to you something like, did you earn the money? Like, I don't remember you working for the money, or something like a little jokey, maybe a little seriousness in there. As a child, we're like, oh yeah, I didn't earn this, so I'm not worthy of maybe choosing, right? And this can be like just little comments that aren't even meant to mean something, that are done unconsciously by the people around you. But you can hopefully now see that as an adult, you can see that as a child, you're deserving of food. You're deserving to choose certain food if you like it. Because how could you earn money as you're a child? You can't. You can't earn money. I think that's illegal. So you still deserve it, right? But as a child, we can often learn these things of worthiness, that you have to earn it to be deserving. But if you're interested in manifesting, you're interested in allowing a new way to open up. right? You're asking to show the way where you can't see it. And so often it's going to come for you in a way that feels like, no, that's too easy. I'm not going to put myself forward for that job. I'm not going to go on that date with that person. I'm not going to go and claim that free coffee, because you just think there must be a reason why it's not going to work out, because we're not attuned to things feeling easy, right? So in this coffee example, it's the conscious mind that will say, see the coffee, see the gift card, and be like, no, dismiss, like, forget about that, remove that from the mind, I'm not going to do that. But it's the unconscious mind that's made that decision. It's the unconscious mind that's probably run through these four or five elements. The fear of failure, the fear of trying the gift card and not working, the fear of feeling embarrassed if it doesn't work, the fear of trying to use it and there not being enough on the card, the feeling that you don't deserve it, feeling that someone else deserves it more than you and you shouldn't have it, but then no one having it, and the feeling that someone else needs it more, right? And that's, again, all this idea there isn't enough. Whereas when we think about abundance and an abundance mindset, the best way to use this would be to go to Costa with the gift card, with the barcode on your phone, order your coffee, say to the person behind you, oh, what are you having? Hi, what are you having? I'm having X. Oh, I'd love to get it for you. And you can, if they protest, you can say, I got a gift card and I want to use it, whatever. And you have received the abundance and you've passed on the abundance. So there is enough for everyone. But our unconscious mind is not processing all of that. Unconscious mind is going off of the programs that we feel. And a lot of us have programs in our mind to avoid things that cause us pain, right? Of course. As a child, we avoid things that could hurt us. As a human being, we have a survival mechanism to avoid something that could hurt us. The problem is, things that could, like, you know, maybe cause a second of embarrassment are grouped in that same category, in our unconscious mind. Our unconscious mind doesn't know that's not going to kill us. It just thinks the reaction I'm getting, it's putting me into fight or flight, so we need to stay away from that. Fear of failure, fear of embarrassment, fear of there not being enough, fear, feeling like we don't deserve things. These are the conditions in our mind. And now I know it is just a free coffee. You're probably like, it's not that deep. It's just a free coffee. Is my unconscious mind really doing all these things? But it is. And you can hopefully see that through looking at my story, seeing the gift card, liking coffee and having that coffee shop nearby you, having a Costa nearby you, not doing it. And now when I say these things, hopefully you can see, oh my God, yeah, like, my mind went through that process. Yeah, like, I do, when I think about going, I do think of those things now that you call it out. So yes, this is just coffee. But imagine if your unconscious mind is doing this about coffee. Imagine what happens when you've got a big, juicy manifestation, something that means more to you and is on a higher pedestal. Say you want loads of money. Loads. You want to bathe in money. Your unconscious mind probably has that on a pedestal, right? And you probably do have all these more, like, beliefs of what it means to deserve that money. So can you imagine what your unconscious mind is going to go through, what things it's going to run through when it comes to, when an opportunity comes for you to perhaps receive that money? All of those fears coming up again, and you not even realizing it, but you just saying no to an opportunity. And the amazing thing is that through healing my own unconscious programming and changing it so much, and it's a journey where I don't think you're ever done, you're just changing it to align with the next thing you want to manifest, and then you're changing it again. Well, having changed it to get to the point of where I am now, I can now see how in the past certain opportunities or things came up or certain crossroads or decisions, and how I would make a decision then that would move me further away from wealth or from more sales in business or from happiness in relationships. And I can see now with this higher level of consciousness, having weeded out a lot of these unconscious things, I can now see when I make a decision, and then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, I would never have made that decision before. But my unconscious mind is clearly noticing things that it wouldn't before. We all have a filter in our brain that's going to filter out what is not relevant to us. And when you're changing what's going on in your unconscious mind, that filter changes and it starts filtering in different things and filtering out different things. Okay, so what I want you to know is that your big goals, right? Your big goals, can you imagine the chatter that's going on inside? And I do not say this to scare you and make you think, oh my God, it's never going to manifest. I can never have it. You absolutely can have it. And I'm proof of that. And next episode, I think I'm going to talk you all about that and all about the duality of the last 6 months and everything that's manifested in those 6 months. So stay tuned for that one and we'll break it down more. But you can have your big juicy manifestations. You absolutely can, even though you have an unconscious mind that is a sneaky little bitch sometimes. You can have it. However, you have to go into the unconscious mind and change the programming. Right? It's like we have an algorithm on Instagram, right? And TikTok and all the social media platforms. And the algorithm will determine what happens to your post, right? When I post something, the algorithm is the software, the program, that's going to determine who sees that post, how many people see that post, when they see that post, etc. It's going to determine its results. Well, your paradigm is like your algorithm. If the algorithm determines what happens to your Instagram post, your paradigm determines what happens to you, and it determines what happens in your life. So when you go into your unconscious mind and you take things and you really look at them and you do the process to release things that aren't serving you, heal the things that aren't serving you, unpick them with your conscious mind, and then you let them go, and then you consciously make an effort and you go through the process of adding in new things that do serve you. For example, I am now the person that if someone put on their story, free coffee, I would go, oh my God, Kes, come, let's go to Starbucks, free coffee, instantly. Because my mind is now, through lots of repetition, and you'll see these affirmations regularly on my story, and I'm always sharing ones that I actually use. I have affirmations such as, I am such a lucky girl and everything always works out for me. I have affirmations such as, my life is magical and I'm always pleasantly surprised. I have affirmations such as, the universe always supports me. I have affirmations such as, I always receive unexpected blessings. So to me, if someone posts a free coffee, I'm instantly like, oh look, that makes sense. Like, yeah, of course, like I got a free coffee. This seems like something that would work for me. My unconscious mind is like, oh, this is something that works for us. Yeah, this is proof that we're a lucky girl, etc., etc. So I'll go and use it, and I wouldn't always, but I do now, because I now believe that, yeah, this is going to work out for me. And then again, by going, when, if you imagine a lot of people are like, oh no, someone will have already gone, so no one goes. It's the people then who step forward who will receive it, because everyone's thinking the same thing, and only the people who actually try will get it, right? So when you change your paradigm, you change your programming. And when you change your programming, you also change who you're being. You start showing up as a different version of you. You adopt a new identity. You become the Sasha Fierce of yourself. You become your own inner Sasha Fierce. You become a version of you that your teenage self would literally freak out over and be like, is that me? You become her, then you behave differently. Your unconscious mind is sending different signals. It's processing things differently, and therefore you're behaving differently, you're making different decisions, and that is how you manifest a different reality. It's really that simple. But it's not through the conscious mind alone. So you can, you know, be like, oh, I really want this, I'm going to make this decision, I'm going to make this decision, I'm going to plan a 20-step plan. But you're only executing 5% of that plan. Your unconscious mind is doing the rest. And if that plan does not align with what the programs in your unconscious mind are, then it's not going to take the aligned action. you're going to not even probably notice how you're doing things that work against that. So you're not stuck. You can manifest the big juicy things. You can rewire your unconscious mind. You just have to actually do the work to do that and stop prioritizing the things that our ego tells us are important, like writing long plans and trying to plan every step of the way, and start prioritizing the thing that has the largest percentage of control over your life, which is your unconscious mind. Okay, so I'm going to teach you how to do this inside my free Manifest Magic Bootcamp, which happens just twice a year, my signature bootcamp. Last time was amazing. I had so much fun doing it. Got so much good feedback, which you can see on some of my last posts, the carousel posts. I've shared screenshots. And it is 3 days where we'll get together live on Zoom. Those of you that come live, that put in the energy to actually show up for all 3 days, you will leave feeling like blind spots have been unveiled, will have already shifted elements of your unconscious mind just by you being there live. And that was the feedback I got last time, because I will interact with you. I will ask you questions and I'll pull out some of your blocks and I'll mirror, hold up a mirror to you and shine light on some of your blocks. So it's a really, really, really fun thing that I love to do just twice a year. And in it, I'm going to teach you this. I'm going to teach you, well, first of all, my unique methodology to uncover who you need to be. What beliefs do you need to adopt? What behaviors do you need to adopt? What do we need? What's the algorithm, if you like, that we need to write and give to your unconscious mind? We're going to identify that in the challenge, the 3-day challenge. And then the next day, this is the third day, we are going to actually understand how do you get your unconscious mind to do this? How do we actually make it happen? I know that's the burning question, and it's something that you will understand on day 3 of the bootcamp. By the time we finish, you will know exactly how you do that. There are also chances to win prizes. So last time we had, actually the prizes have increased since last time, but we did have 3 people win last time. This time you can win a £40 Grow Girl gift card. So you can use that on anything. Is this hair on my face? Anything on my website, on the Get Up and Grow Girl website. A £75 Grow Girl gift card for the same thing, and a one-to-one Heal and Elevate coaching session with me, which is again completely free. So juicy prizes to be won, 3 days of magic. If you show up fully to all 3 days, you will get transformation and you will leave feeling completely fresh, refreshed, with clarity on who you need to be. Clarity on your soul aligned vision and what that truly means for you first, having removed all of the conditioning. Clarity on who you need to be, what your paradigm needs to look like, what algorithm you need to write, and actually the steps to make that happen and to get that program to be set in your mind so that it manifests. We start next week. I think it will be this time next week. Yes, it will. It'll be Monday next week that we start. You can find the link in my bio and get yourself signed up. Get yourself into some of the giveaways. One of them is already up and running. And yeah, I will see you next week if you choose to join, which I hope you do. Thank you guys for watching. And as always, I'm going to share this full episode. So if you missed the beginning, you can catch up on the podcast or here on Instagram. Bye guys. So I hope you loved this episode. Thank you for listening and spending your time with me. And I really hope that it is empowering you and has empowered you to go for those goals and to know that you are so capable of manifesting all that you desire and all of that soulful success in your life, in your business, in your relationships, in any aspect that you desire it in. And if you did enjoy this episode, if you did find it helpful, if you did have some light bulb moments, please take a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Leela Jasmine Sule. I would love to hear what you took away from the episode. I would love to hear how it helped you. But also it would be amazing if you could share the message and pass this on to more Grow Girls who would benefit from this. And if you share it on your Instagram stories, then of course all the Grow Girls in your community
will also be able to listen and enjoy the goodness as well. Until next time, Grow Girls, goodbye.